This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, always forever we begin with the praise of Allah, Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send our love, greetings, salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious, his pure family, to his companions, and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst them. Ameen, ameen, walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, last week we spoke about parenting, and we said that many times we find that the relationship between the parent and the child has broken down. To such an extent, Allah mentions the ayah where the parents are making dua to Allah. Allah used the term istighatha, as if though they are dying of desperation, making dua, ya Allah, help me with my child. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my son or my daughter. Who is this person? And they say to their child, Amin, like, woe to you, damn you, why won't you believe in Allah? Why won't you listen to what we're saying? That this is good for you. And so last week we spoke about, before we talk to the kids, today inshallah we're going to talk to our kids. We talk to the parents because we are the adults. We need to be mature. How best do we parent our kids when they become adults? And that's a difficult thing. When they were young and they were babies, they did whatever we said. You know, now when they become older and they are individuals and they have their own minds, we have to parent them as we have to educate them like we talk to adults. And we spoke about that last week, alhamdulillah. But at the same time, a relationship goes both ways. As the parent must, and the parent always is the one that extends the first hand, we are always the more mature ones, the children also have to bring their part. When I say children, whether you're a teenager, whether you are in primary school, whether you are in your 80s, you will always be a child to your parents. And you know, subhanAllah, when I do my research, I like to look at, you know, not only Islamic sources. I go to like TED Talks and all those things. And you will find very, very little information in the Western world about being loving your parents, being respectful to your parents. You know, when I search these things, the first thing you get, how your parents have messed you up, how your parents should change for you. You very seldomly find how you should love your parents. And this is something is one of the foundations of Islam. You'll find something, so what I want us to know about our parents, number one. Your parents will never ever stop caring about you, worrying about you. And there is no person on earth that will love you unconditionally as your mother and your father. Your romantic partner, eventually, she or he will get fed up with you if you have certain character and they will leave you. Your children will leave you, but your parents will never abandon you. It's very, very sad. You know, we have imams who go to the prisons and they'll say after the gangsters and the friends all abandon their colleague that is in jail, you'd find that old mummy coming every week to check up on her son. Now, when everybody left that child, only the mother is still there holding on, holding on. So you will not find anyone on this earth that will love you and care for you and will cry for you like your parents will. And this shows in the Quran, Allah speaks about a moment. Am kuntum shuhada idh khadara Ya'qub al-mautu. Allah says, you were not there at the moment when Nabi Ya'qub, when he was dying. He's dying, subhanAllah. He's going to meet Allah. The most difficult moment in your life. And look what he says. He says, إِذْ قَالْ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. He's not worried about himself. He says, my sons, Nabi Yusuf and his other sons are there. He says, my boys, what are you going to worship after I'm gone? He's still worried about his kids. When I'm here, I could still guide you. Now I'm going to go. My biggest worry isn't Qiyamah and Allah. My biggest worry is you guys. What are you going to worship after me? قَالُوا, they said, we're going to worship your Lord and the Lord of your father Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq, ilahan wahida, the one true Lord. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we are Muslims. And that gave him comfort, walhamdulillah. And really as parents, yes, we want the best for our kids. We want them to be the best academically. We want them to be healthy. We want them to excel in everything. But ultimately, so long as they are Muslims, walhamdulillah. We'll take that, alhamdulillah. So long as they live on Islam and they die on Iman, alhamdulillah. It doesn't matter what happened in the dunya. That is what counts. So up until parents, the sad news is up until the moment we die, We will not stop worrying about our kids, no matter how old they are, no matter what they have in their life. We will always worry. It's a burden or a love which Allah has placed in our hearts until the day we pass away, or until Qiyamah. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us, when He commands us about, instructs us, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. Allah says, the things I have made compulsory, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا. Number one, that you worship me alone. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And for your parents, you give them ihsan, the best. When you talk to them, you only speak to them in the best way. When you disagree with them, you can't agree all the time, you disagree in the best possible way. Anything you give to your parents is the best. Why? Why has Allah put parents second only to Him? Because Allah is the one that loves you the most, that cares for you the most. And so your first allegiance is to Him and then to your parents. There's nobody that will love you and care for you as much as your parents after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what's beautiful in this ayah, Allah is not saying your Muslim parents. Allah is saying any parent. So if you are a revert, for example, even that Christian mother or father, even that mother and father that's not living a correct life, that parent you must give the best possible treatment. And then Allah goes into detail in this ayah and He says, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ. If one of them or both of them becomes old. Now why does Allah mention this? Because it's just human nature. When our parents, when people become 60, 70, that retirement age, they become difficult. It's normal. They become pritalakh, they become moody, they become demanding. So Allah says, if your parents, you are gifted with parents in old age, Allah says, if you are blessed with that, فَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍ. So don't say a word of uff. Don't show any displeasure to them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. And don't repel them. Don't make them feel like you are pushing them away. Now Allah specifically mentions when they are old, they're not thinking right, they're semi-senile, or maybe 100% senile, at that point, you mustn't disobey them or disrespect them. Now what about when they are in their prime and they are guiding you and they're giving you good advice? How then must you treat them? But if you speak to them, it says, وَكُلَّهُمَا كَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Whenever you speak to them with honor. Speak to them with dignity. That manzila Allah has given them, that status Allah has given them over you, must always be maintained. You will always be a baby compared to them. And subhanAllah, it's so beautiful that you find people, alhamdulillah, they are, wherever they are, CEOs, very sophisticated, wealthy people, but when they come to speak to their mom or their dad, they still lower themselves out of humility for their parents. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And here Allah says, وَحْفَدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ ذُلِّ. And lower your wings, lower down the wings of rahmah and humility. So Allah says, whenever you are in front of them, you be the small one. You know, even if mommy is talking a lot of things which you don't want to hear, even if she's nagging and going on and on and on and saying the same thing that you've heard for the last 50 years, you lower down that wing of respect and humility. وَكُلْ. And say to Allah, make dua for them. رَبِّرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy on them, because surely that they were merciful to me when I was young. When I cried and screamed and wet myself and dirtied myself, they sought to me without any complaint. And so now, this is my opportunity, Ya Allah, to also show my humility towards them. And so remember, and many times, you know, it's not an some people, alhamdulillah, if you're blessed with an easy relationship with your parents, it's a blessing, alhamdulillah. It's not the case in every household. Some households, the friction between parent and child, the personality clashes, it's just how Allah created the parent and the child. Sometimes the parents are difficult. Sometimes the parents are irrational. And you can always disagree on a principle, but with respect and with love. With respect, with love and dignity. Your parents should never feel like you are disrespecting them. And that is what Allah requires of us. And this is the one relationship, you know, where it's not a two-way street, unfortunately. Allah requires of us to always give respect to our parents, even if they don't give us respect in return. Not for only their sake, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Jamaatul Muslimin, many times the problems that we find in our life, the problems that we find in our business, in our health, in other areas of our life, is because of a problem in one of our relationships. The Prophet ﷺ says, subhanAllah, very scary hadith. He says, two sins which Allah does not hesitate, which Allah is quick to punish in the dunya. Allah causes you misfortune in the dunya, is a transgressor, a tyrant, someone who causes corruption in the dunya, and someone who disrespects his parents. So maybe, subhanAllah, you're thinking, why am I not getting that promotion? Why is things not going right in my life? Why are things not moving in the positive direction? It's because your mom is crying because of your treatment of her. Your dad is lying up at night sad because of you. Subhanallah. How then can your du'as be answered? How then can Allah put rahmah and barakah in your life when your parents are miserable because of you? And subhanallah, as we know, all of us who have kids will know, there's no pain. There's no pain that is more painful than knowing our children are not leading a life that we are happy with, that brings us distress. We can take any pain, but not something which is wrong with our kids. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, should I not inform you of akbar al-kabair? So you have minor sins, and you have major sins. Then he says, the biggest of the major sins, the biggest of the big, the worst of the worst. He says, number one, to commit shirk with Allah. That's the worst of the worst. And then second, to disrespect your parents, to insult your parents, to disobey your parents, subhanAllah, is worse in the sight of Allah than many, many sins that we take. Is worse than khamr, worse than those kind of things which we take as a'udhu billah. But to hurt our parents is something great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, he is doomed, he is doomed, he is doomed. Three times. May such a person be doomed to Jahannam. May he be doomed to Jahannam. May he doomed to Jahannam. The Sahaba said, which person? And then he says, the man, the person, the son, the daughter, who gets one or both of his parents in old age during his lifetime, but he can't enter Jannah. He doesn't get the opportunity to Jannah. So what the Nabi is telling you, if you have a mom or a dad who is now retired, you are in your prime and they are now towards, you know, the latter age of their life, you have a golden ticket from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have a golden pass to enter Jannah through them. Just make them happy. And wallahi, the parents, their happiness is through your happiness. If you're doing well and things are going good in your life, that's enough for them to be happy. Your promotion makes them happier than you. Your happiness in your marriage makes them happier. And the difficulties in your life makes them unhappy. So the Nabi says, if you get your parents in old age, that is a gift Allah has given you that you can attain your Jannah easily. Your Jannah is lying there. Just don't hurt them. And so the one who is unable to get Allah's mercy through them, really he's doomed. It doesn't matter how much tahajjud you're going to make now. It doesn't matter how much fasting or charity you're going to make. That was your Jannah. And so subhanAllah, may Allah grant us our parents to be, get them in the old age, and grant us to have the patience and to take this opportunity to get Allah's blessings. Ameen. And subhanAllah, just ask anyone here who doesn't have their parents in old age, who lost both his parents or her parents, a blessing that can never come back. Now, there are many blessings that go and Allah brings it back. You lose money today, Allah gives it tomorrow, health, what, even children. SubhanAllah, you know, Allah can't only replace it, the same one, but you can get more children, but you'll never get a second mother or second father. If that blessing is gone, it's gone forever. And so any one of us who still has one or two of our parents, alhamdulillah, what a blessing that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those whose parents have passed away, remember, you can still continue to show your honor to them and your love to them by doing good deeds in the dunya, and it will reach them. And what a wonderful gift, you in the qabr, and you realize, my son, my daughter is thinking of me. They've made some qurban, they've given some charity, and it reaches them. What joy it will bring them in the qabr, subhanallah. Many of us, we look for success in our life, in our businesses, in our kids. And we don't realize the power of the dua of our parents. The success that we need, what is really required is that extra dua from our parents. The Nabi says, there are three duas that Allah never ever rejects, that Allah never turns away. The dua of a just leader for his people, the dua of the oppressed against the oppressor, and the dua of a parent for his or her child, subhanAllah. Whatever success we have, undoubtedly, whatever exams we pass, whatever it is, we know that there was a mom, a grandmother, a father that would make dua for us, that would make dua for our well-being, and we see the fruits in our life, subhanAllah. And so, yes, as we get older, you know, we move from kids to teenagers, we want to assert our independence, we want to have our own points of view, we want to be respected, it's normal, it's part of human life. And you have sort of a leeway in your teenage years, you're not thinking straight. But once you've moved from that teenage years, and you're an adult now, you need to realize who your parents are. And the power that they have, that Allah has given them, the authority and the respect that you need to give them, subhanAllah. And how much their du'as and their happiness impacts you. If you're not even doing it for your parents or the sake of Allah, do it for your own sake. Bring that barakah in your own life through their happiness. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says this hadith, the pleasure of Allah lies in the pleasure of your parents. And the anger of Allah lies in the displeasure of your parents, subhanAllah. He didn't say that if your parents are right and wrong. He made it basic. Make your mom and dad happy and don't make them angry. Doesn't mean you have to accept everything they say, especially if they make a mistake. No parent is perfect. But do your best to make them happy and Allah will give you His pleasure. And if you are hurting your parents, subhanAllah, there are many parents that are hurting because of their kids. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with you, subhanAllah, may Allah protect us. A man comes to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I have left my parents. I came all the way from Yemen. They're old. I've left them so that I can fight with you in jihad. And I want to die as a shaheed. And then he thought that to show his zeal and his love for Allah, he said, I even left them while they were crying for me to stay. But I left them for your sake. And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Why? Go back to them. Go back to them and make them laugh like you've made them cry. Bring joy to them as you've brought sorrow to them. That is your jihad. That is better for you than coming all the way here and fighting with me, with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go and spend time with them. It's better than to spend time with the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I ask you, if we knew that the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, he was alive and he was living in Medina, how many of us would say we leave Cape Town and we make hijrah to Medina? And the Nabi tells you, why are you coming here? The barakah isn't here with me. It's with your mom there in Buka. Go back to her. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Save yourself from Jahannam, subhanallah. We know of this hadith which gives us great hope. All of us have committed sin. Some of us committed major sins. We have a lifetime that is so problematic. And it becomes like a debt upon us that you think, how can I get out of this misery? A man comes to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and he said that I have, in one hadith he says, I have fornicated and I've drunk wine. Another hadith, subhanAllah, authentic hadith, he says that I had a fiance, or I proposed to a lady, and she rejected my proposal, so I murdered her. And I feel bad. I killed her. What can I do to get istighfar? What must I do? Give me a dua, give me some, how much donation must I make for Allah to forgive me? And so he asked him, Ibn Abbas said to him, Sahabi says, are your parents still alive? So he said, yes, my mother is still alive. And so he then said to the man, go and serve her, because wallahi, I don't know of any deed better that cleanses a man of sin than serving his parents, subhanAllah. That while you are having a conversation, sending a message, giving your mom a phone call, Allah is removing your sins. Because you're bringing happiness to our heart. Happiness to his heart. Your subhanAllah, a sin like murder is forgiven through bringing joy to your parents' life. That is why that you can get Jannah through them so easily. So easily we can get Jannah through them. We end off with the story of Uwais al-Qarni. Uwais al-Qarni, rahimullah, was amongst the Tabi'een. The Tabi'een is a generation after the Sahaba. The Tabi'een are those who followed the Sahaba. They never got to meet the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we know from the Sahaba, the greatest Sahabi is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, right? We know he's the best of the best. Amongst the Tabi'een, the best of them is this man, Uwais al-Qarni. Who was he? What was he? He was not amongst the scholars. Like there were many Sahaba, Hassan al-Basri, great scholar. He wasn't a great scholar. We don't know of him making an excessive amount of ibadah like some of the other great tabi'een. Yet we know that in the lifetime of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Umar, one day you will meet a man called Uwais from Yemen, from a town of Qaran. He has a mother. When he comes to meet you, when you see him, ask him to make dua for you. Umar, you ask him to make istighfar for you. Because when he makes dua, Allah always answers his dua. And so Sayyidina Umar was so surprised that, you know, I'm Umar radiallahu anhu, and this man is going to come and I must ask him to make dua for me. But of course, the humility of Sayyidina Umar, whenever a group of hajis came from Yemen, he would ask them, is there any Buta Uwais here in the Jama'ah? Any Buta Uwais? And then they said, there's no Uwais here. And then the years would go by. Eventually, a year came when they said, yeah, there's Buta Uwais sitting there. Uwais al-Qarni doesn't know anything of this. And so he says, is your name Uwais? Are you from Qaran? Did you have leprosy some time in your life? And he's saying, yes, yes, yes. He said, do you have a mother who was blind? And he said, yes, I had a mother that was blind. And you took care of her? He said, yes. So then he said, Brother Uwais, please make dua for me and make istighfar for me. Because the Nabi said of you, that whenever you make dua, Allah is immediate to answer your dua. And if you take a vow, he says, wallahi something, Allah gives it immediately. Now what did this man do, subhanAllah? Scholars mention, what he did was he heard of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. And he embraced Islam. And he wanted to go to Medina to be a Sahabi. And his mother said, no, stay here. I'm blind. If you go away, who's going to help me? So he said, I will leave being a Sahabi for your sake, mommy, I will take care of you. And he took care of her until she passed away. And because of that, subhanAllah, the Nabi says, oh Umar, you ask him to make dua for you. Now this is Sahih Muslim, not fairy tales. That you can get the status of that to the same mother and father, like Uwais al-Qarni. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his hadith, he says, the biggest door of Jannah and the middle door of Jannah is your parents. Meaning, the easiest route to Jannah is through your mom and dad. Don't try to make, subhanAllah, we have to make jihad and make tahajjud. All those are important. But those are the difficult paths. If you want to get to Jannah directly, the easiest route is through your parents. Make them happy. Make them smile. Spoil them. When you disagree with them, you lower yourself. If they are wrong, be respectful towards them. Honor them the best you can. If they are unnecessary, and they are unnecessary, be patient with them. And if Allah has given you parents in their old age, and the more difficult they are, alhamdulillah, the bigger and sweeter the Jannah will be. May Allah grant us to enter Jannah through our parents. May Allah grant our parents Jannah. If Allah has granted our parents to be alive, may Allah keep them alive for many, many years. Grant them good health. And if any of our parents have passed away, may Allah grant them maghfirah. May Allah grant their qabr to be a garden from the gardens of Jannah. And may Allah grant us all to be united in Jannatul Firdaus as a family. Ameen, ameen, alhamdulillah. Just a few announcements. Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah for the du'as. Brother Qasim is with us. Alhamdulillah, he's been discharged from the hospital. I know Auntie Kia is also not feeling too well on the corner. May Allah grant Auntie Kia shifa. May Allah grant all our old people a strength and a long life. Ameen. Also, we announced that, alhamdulillah, our course is Islam from Scratch. The second episode came out yesterday. It is live on YouTube. So those of you who would like to join the YouTube channel, you can see the technology has been upgraded. And we say Jazakallah khair to those who donated. Allah grant barakah in your businesses and in your finances for donating. So alhamdulillah. And then, of course, our soup kitchen continuously looks for support in our masjid. So please support generously, bi-idhnillah. Jazakallah khair wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi salamu al-salim. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.